Building a successful family business is like climbing a rugged mountain. There are a lot of ups and downs. Keeping it in the family from generation to generation can be just as difficult. The Austad family of Sioux Falls is negotiating that winding road for the second time, passing it from the second now to the third generation. It all began in 1963 when Oscar Austad, 41 years old at the time, tried his hand at selling mail-order golf equipment.
I was told by a lot of experts that people will never buy golf equipment by mail. Don't do it. Well, I'm no smarter than they were, but I did have the feeling that if you have the right product at the right time, at the right price, and build up an image that they know they can trust you, you can sell anything by mail.
Son Dave was just 3 years old at the time.
My father was an insurance claims adjuster, had no intention whatsoever of being in the golf business, and ultimately we became the largest in the world, and we had no idea that was going to happen.
Dave joined the company while attending Augustana, handling marketing and operating the retail store. In the mid-1990s, it became apparent there was work to be done on a business succession plan. Oscar's health was fading, and Dave and his brother couldn't agree on how to operate the business together. They were helped through that process by a fledgling group formed at the USD School of Business at the time, now known as the Prairie Family Business Association. The brothers agreed to follow the advice of their peers in the association.
And through that process, they determined that the best thing was for my brother to move on, and he did. He moved on to Colorado and started a human resources business there, and he's been there ever since.
The business went through a tough cycle, and their bank no longer wanted their business, leaving Dave in the tough position of wanting to take care of his parents and his siblings while trying to hold on to the business.
I sold a majority of Austad's Golf. It was sold to a large conglomerate in New York. They were a large cataloger. I ended up owning 30%. All my family got bought out. My mom and dad got bought out. My brother got bought out. My brothers and sisters who were not active, they got bought out.
The catalog part of the business was no longer in the family. Dave managed to keep the retail side, but was hit with tough news from his conglomerate partner that everything was being moved out of Sioux Falls, leaving hundreds of Austad employees out of work. That company sold the catalog division to another company, which then went bankrupt. As it turns out, that was the beginning of the Austad family comeback.
So I didn't own my own name. And I didn't own the catalog, and I ended up having to go to Baltimore, Maryland in a bankruptcy court, and my biggest competitor, who had hired many of my employees, was in the other room, and I was bidding against the other employer for my name. And we went 17 rounds. I got it on the 17th round. I got the catalog and the name and the property back here in Sioux Falls and started up again.
Fast forward to 2014, and thoughts of succession were swirling for Dave. At that time, none of his children were in the business, but his son Ryan had developed a successful career as a management consultant with the Gallup organization. It turns out that career prepared him well for returning to the family business.
It was the best training, the best education I could receive. So my job was to go into Fortune 1000 organizations, listen to their opportunities, listen to their problems, and then try to find creative ways to solve them. And in hindsight, that was the best thing I could do.
Ryan is now the chief operating officer for Austad's in his 11th year back with the company. He knew he had learned skills that would allow him to make important contributions to running the company, but he also realized it was important for him to participate in the risks of business ownership.
But I'm of the belief that if you're going to own a company, you need to have skin in the game. And so that was one thing we instituted right away, is I wrote what at the time for me was an uncomfortable check for shares in the business. I also, the small amount of shares my sisters had, we had conversations with them, and I bought them out as well. So I had some pretty significant skin in the game right out of the gate.
That turned out to be an important step that made things work. Both sides of the transition came to the table ready to sacrifice for success.
And so when we both had that perspective, we both approached this with a sense of gratefulness and understanding and peace with where we were going, where you can see if you don't have one of those perspectives, you're going to resent me, I'm going to resent you, you're not going to delegate authority. All of these things can, at at best impact the business in a poor way, and at worst impact your family.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And we both gave up something, and I think that helps when we both have sacrifice on the line. My wife and I could have sold the business early on. We could have just gotten a check and walked into the sunset. We really didn't want to do that. That wasn't a real key for us.
The Ostad family says when it comes to business succession, it's important to be fair to all family members, be transparent with each other, and to clearly state everyone's roles and goals. Most important, they broach the subject as a family every 1 to 2 years.
My biggest job is, how do I hand this off where, you know, Craig Lloyd was a mentor of mine and an incredible example. We can celebrate his life. We can celebrate his incredible, and you don't have to worry about a fight amongst the family members of what's going on. I want to make sure that that happens with Ostad's as well, and that's why we have the tough conversations on a regular basis.
For the Ostad's, staying on the task of transition is like keeping the ball in the fairway.
Well, you better be able to figure out how to be nimble, because we're not looking to get out of this. This is what we do. We're the Ostad family. We've been in this since 63, and we'll be in it a long time to come.
From the Kello.com News Center, I'm Tom Rooney.